This is VSiN Primetime, betting the draft. Now here's your hosts, Tim Murray and Matt Eumanns.
15 picks into the NBA draft. We're about halfway home in this first round, as still got some pending bets out there for both Matt and myself. Thankfully, I will not go over, as Thomas Sorber, the center out of Georgetown, is the most recent pick. He is headed to the champs. He will be a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Tim, I was at the, remember that little tournament that happened in Vegas?
The Crown.
The Crown at the MGM Grand Garden. I was out there in Georgetown the night Georgetown was in the tournament. That turned out to be a pretty cool event out there. It wasn't really well attended, but Georgetown played in it that night. I can't even remember if Sorber played in that game. I think he sat out.
I don't think he did.
Pretty sure he sat out of that game. Didn't play for the Hoyas that night. But OKC, the question was, will you go with a big man or will you go with a guard? Will you go with a shooter? And Sam Presti goes with the big man with the 15th pick. I'm not going to question what he's doing here. You know, OKC needs a shooter. Tim, you don't have to get it through the draft. You can get it through a trade, through free agency. There's different ways you can get it.
And they're not done yet, man. They still have the 24th pick. They could get a Neek Clifford out of Colorado State. I think it would be a great. He'd be like the oldest player on the Oklahoma City Thunder if they drafted Neek Clifford.
Close to it.
All right, Adam Silver at the podium for the latest selection, as a big fella from China will be headed to the Portland Trailblazers. Remember, with the 16th pick, the Memphis Grizzlies moved up to 11 to get Cedric Coward out of Washington State. The great story, starting at D3, Williamette. And now, I'm not going to pretend to know much about Yang Hansen.
I'll tell you a little bit about
the center out of China.
8'2". He averaged 7 blocks per game last season. This is an interesting pick for me, to see the Blazers take Yang Hansen from China. He played in the Chinese Basketball Association. He's a pretty accomplished player. Tim, this is a Portland team that a year ago took Donovan Clingan. We just talked about this. Blazers took Clingan, and he had a decent year as a rebounder, averaged over 7 rebounds a game, 6.5 points, but he 1.5 blocks. You would think Klingon's going to be the guy they build around
All right,
on the front line, but Yang Hansen, I believe, is headed to Portland in a trade here, right?
Is
this going to be the pick for the Blazers?
This is the pick for the Blazers. So it says Grizzlies, but he is headed to the Blazers. He is the 48th prospect, according to Sam Vecini over at The Athletic. Yes. 48th.
So would this be 7'1", 253? Rim protector. They just took Donovan Clingan a year ago. Bit of an odd pick here by the Blazers.
It is. Grew up in Shandong, China, and started to play basketball before his teens. Eventually was seen as a good enough prospect to go to some sports academy over there. But yes, played in the CBA the last 2 years, and now he is headed to the Portland Trailblazers. So there you go. That was the 16th pick. Maybe the most surprising pick so far based off of the ratings that are out there. And now we see the Minnesota Timberwolves. They will be on the clock here.
Well, he was listed as Hanson Yang on the DraftKings board. DraftKings had the props up. Will these players be a first-round pick? Yang Hanson, or Hanson Yang, whatever you want to call him. DraftKings called him Hanson Yang. He was plus 115 to be a first-round pick. So obviously, there was some sort of betting market there that thought that, hey, this guy could go in the first round because he was considered a fringe first rounder. You said Sam Vecini ranked him
48th. Yeah, Sam Vecini.
DraftKings had him plus 115 to be a first rounder, so I don't think it's an absolute stunner that he went in the first round. But again, Tim, this is pick number 16.
So once again, this is the recap of the trade. The Grizzlies moved up from 16 to 11 to pick Cedric Coward, a meteoric riser in the draft class. And the Blazers get Yang Hansen, or Hanson Yang, I'm not sure which way, and a 2028 first-round pick that was via Orlando that came in the trade from the Desmond Bain trade. So now on the clock, Matt, are the Minnesota Timberwolves here with the 17th pick. Some notable names still out there. Liam McNeely, someone that you are hoping gets selected rather quickly here.
I need him to go in the next four picks.
Danny Wolf, he is still available. The stretch, what'd you call him? Stretch five out of Michigan.
Former Ivy Leaguer, right? Danny Wolf. I really think Liam McNeely's got high upside. He had 6'7", 6'8".
I agree.
32% from three, but again, he had ankle injuries. And I thought our guest who was on earlier, I think it was David Cobb talking about it, that UConn asked him to do a lot for a freshman last season. Really, Alex Caravan was a disappointment, and Liam McNeely had to do a lot. He had 22 points in that two-point loss to Florida in the national champion or in the NCAA tournament. I like McNeely. I think he should go at some point here. That was a stunner, though, by the Blazers. Actually, the more I look at it, it wouldn't be that surprising if Yang went late first round. What are the Blazers doing here? You got Klingon, Yang. They just make a trade for Drew Holiday.
Yep.
It's kind of a
they did get scratcher. They did get a 2028 first rounder.
But they traded away their leading scorer, Anfernee Simons. How do you trade away a young guard like that as your leading scorer? What are they trying to do in Portland?
Yeah, it is pretty surprising. The Minnesota Timberwolves selection is in, and they're going to go the French big, Joan Berenger, out of France. He is 6'11", 235 pounds, Matt, and he will join his fellow countrymen there in Minneapolis, Rudy Gobert. So you got a couple of bigs from France in Minnesota
as Bear and Gobert
and Berenger headed to the Minnesota Timberwolves. He was Sam Vecenie's 13th best prospect, and his over under, Matt, did come home to the over as he was over 14.5, and he lands with the 17th pick to the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Interesting prospect, Tim. You know, he never played basketball until 2021.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Things like that kind of boggle your mind, right? When you see, how's this guy, a top 20 pick in the NBA draft? He never even played the game till 4 years ago.
Yeah, 14 years old, became too big for soccer and decided to try basketball. I guess it was a good decision because now he's in the NBA as the 17th overall pick, Matt.
Think about all the accomplished college players that he just got drafted ahead of.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah. So Berenger, the 6'11 center from France, the second gentleman from France drafted tonight as Noah Essengai was selected 12th to the Bulls.
Tim, let's give you an MLB update on what's happening tonight, because I'm sure a lot of listeners, viewers are not on the edge of their seats wondering which prospect from France is going to go next. Cubs blowing out the Cardinals 8-0 in St. Louis. So big win for the Cubs tonight. Dodgers scored two, finally scored. Dodgers and Rockies were scoreless into the fifth at Coors Field tonight. Dodgers got two in the top of the sixth, but that game is in a weather delay, rain delay right now at Coors Field. So Dodgers, big favorites, held scoreless until the sixth inning, finally get on the board. Logan Webb going for the Giants tonight, and Giants, who lost to the Marlins last night, have a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the second. Some finals in MLB, White Sox take down the D-backs 7-3. The Angels beat the Red Sox for the third day in a row.
Wow.
You talk about a tailspin. Bad week for the Red Sox. Trade Rafael Devers. You get swept by the Angels. 5-2. Anaheim wins it today over Boston. Tim Murray's happy he was not at Petco Park in San Diego to watch his Nationals today, because they got three hit, and the Padres won that game 1-0.
Or Mackenzie Gore. Can't give him any run support.
Former Padre, by the way.
Yep. And, how about this, Matt? How about this weird oddity? Mackenzie Gore, former Padre, has now pitched against the Padres three straight years on June 25th.
Has he really?
Yeah. And I was at the game 2 years ago on June 25th there at Petco Park. Yeah, you were there, or you were in San Diego, but you didn't go to that game, I don't believe.
I think you went to the game the next day or something like that.
There were some beverages had by all after that Nationals
day. A couple more updates here. How about the New York teams? The Mets, who have had a miserable couple of weeks, beat the Braves tonight 7-3, so a good win for the Mets. Yankees salvage a game in Cincinnati. They win 7-1 tonight. Yankees more than $2 favorites in that one with their ace on the mound. And the team I picked to win the AL East, I said this on Dave Ross and Jensen Lewis's show Monday night, Tuesday morning, I think the Rays are going to overtake the Yankees and win the AL East. The Rays win again tonight, 3-0. Wow. They three-hit the Royals in Kansas City. And let's see, right now the Rays have crept within one game of the Yankees in that division.
Wow. We talked about that. Cody Decker on the VSiN Weekend Morning Line, I asked him, as the Yankees were scuffling a little bit, who would he look at? He said, be wary of the Tampa Bay Rays. Yeah. At the time, it was 5-1, Matt. How wild would it be if the Rays win that division and celebrate in Steinbrenner Field?
Yeah, hey. How about if the Yankees and the Rays have to play in the playoffs and the Rays are the home team at Steinbrenner Field?
That's also true. Yeah. That is very, very possible right now. All right. 18th pick is owned by the Washington Wizards. They are on the clock, Matt. We are very curious of the next couple of picks because you have a bet on Liam McNeely to go under 21.5.
Don't feel great. I love Liam McNeely as a prospect. I feel like he's being undervalued by the NBA. Right here, after 1 year at UConn, I like him a lot. I think he should go here under 21.5. But Tim, kind of feels like I'm on, might be on the wrong side of this one. I do feel a lot better about Ryan Kalkbrenner, the Creighton center, going in the first round. I bet that one at -115. It closed -185. A lot of opportunities here late in the first round. We're seeing teams take these bigs, these French bigs, and Kalkbrenner to me is a guy who could step in and contribute big time for you right away. We saw a Chinese big man, a couple of French big men go off the board. Kalkbrenner can step out and shoot the three. Shot at 34.4% last season. 7'1 with a 7'6 wingspan, 2.7 blocks per game. Tim, I would be really, really surprised if Ryan Kalkbrenner does not go late in this first round.
Shout out to Raphael Barlow of NBABigBoard.com, the only gentleman who had Yang going in the first round.
Where do you have him going?
27th, he had him going.
He went 16th.
Yeah. ProfitX, folks, is offering the best odds all baseball season long. ProfitX is a peer-to-peer sports exchange available in 40-plus states. Exchanges guarantee you up to the best odds on average by 10 to 20%.
You're tuned in to VSiN Primetime, betting the draft, right here on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Well, there was belief that Florida Gator Walter Clayton Jr. would be headed to the Miami Heat at number 20. Well, the Utah Jazz said, not so fast, my friend. We're going to go get Walter Clayton Jr. The Washington Wizards own the 18th pick, Matt Humans. But according to Sham Sharania and others, the Washington Wizards will be sending that pick to the Utah Jazz. So Utah has selected, out of Florida, Walter Clayton Jr.
Love the pick. Actually thought probably be a pretty good pick for the OKC Thunder at number 15. Walter Clayton shot, you know, about 39% from three this season for Florida. And leading scorer on the national championship team, most outstanding player of the Final Four. Tim, if you want a winner, a guy who's a physical guard who can shoot it, you say he's going to end up with the Utah Jazz, right? Because initially I thought, wow, he's going to the Wizards.
It's a lot of guards.
Like the Wizards draft, but they have a lot of guards. So he's going to Utah. And I think that's a good play here. And at number 18, I like to pick. I actually was trying to find a Walter Clayton top 20.
I know.
Draft prop that I could play it at the right price and never found it. And I wish I had bet that. Obviously, a little bit of a regret for me, but Clayton goes to number 18 and can't argue with that at all. Look at him. Boy, he's bawling his eyes out.
Yeah, Walter Clayton, who had an incredible NCAA tournament run, Matt. And, you know, you think of guys like Shabazz Napier and Kemba Walker, guards like that, who, because of their run in the NCAA tournament, kind of had this meteoric rise. And Walter Clayton certainly fits that billing, just a 6'2" guard. But if you watch the NCAA tournament, if you watch college basketball, that dude is an absolute baller. And Walter Clayton Jr. is now a member of the Utah Jazz.
Tim, I want to bring this up, too, because his backcourt partner, Elijah Martin, if you've ever seen a guy who looks like his body is built for the NBA, it's Elijah Martin. Is he a stud or what? And you got to think this guy, Elijah Martin, I think is going to be a steal later in this draft, too. Talk about why the Florida Gators were able to win the championship. They had guards who were studs. And where do you think Martin's going to go? I've seen him projected to be middle of the second round, which really surprised me. I thought he was going to be a first round pick tonight, but Walter Clayton is the first Gator off the board. It's interesting that Florida wins the national championship and their first player off the board is number 18. Duke has three guys in the top 10. Rutgers has two in the top five.
Yeah, it would have been a what if, right? If we had seen Duke and Florida play in the national championship, Duke would have went off as a favorite, right? In that one?
Yeah. Duke would have went off slight favorite. What do you think, like two?
Yeah, it would have been close. But yeah, Duke was the highest power rated team in the country, but they didn't get there. And Florida, of course, came back from down, what was it, 10 in the second half?
They came down for like 15 down in the last 30 seconds.
Yeah, that was fun. But Walter Clayton headed to the Utah Jazz, Matt Eubanks, a four-year player, started at Iona, played for Rick Pitino, goes to Florida, averages 18 points per game in his senior season down there in Florida, averages is a great free throw shooter. This is a good pick. You know, this is a not a big guy, but you would imagine for a rebuilding franchise, the Utah Jazz have selected Ace Bailey, and now Walter Clayton with their two picks here so far tonight.
Well, Walter Clayton's a quick catch-and-shoot guy, Tim. Doesn't take him much space at all to get a shot off, and that's why I think when you're looking at the OKC Thunder and a team that needs shooters, how can you not look, I thought, at a player like Walter Clayton? Because he can catch and shoot in a hurry, and he shoots at a high percentage. Averaged 18.3 points for Florida, shot about 39% from three. And like you said, 88% from the free-throw line. That's a guy I really, really like, and a little bit surprised he didn't go higher. I thought OKC might take him at number 15, but it's funny when you see some of these players who are so productive in college, and they were winners, and they're going behind these guys in the draft who are complete projects and they're mysteries, and you know nothing about these mysterious project players. I would, you know, if I'm drafting Tim, I would take more of a shot on the known commodity, the guy who you know is going to produce, work hard, who's going to be a winner, guys like Walter Clayton.
So this is interesting, Matt. Mm-hmm. You know, you see this in the NFL all the time, but I want to point this out because what had we heard about Walter Clayton? That he worked out twice for the Miami Heat, shut it down. Miami had the 20th pick. Yeah. Utah had the 21st pick, Matt, and they hop up to 18 with Washington to select Walter Clayton. So here are the...
We talked about that. What about your bet tonight?
Yeah.
When you said you had Clayton at number 20, you said if you're behind the Heat at number 20, you know you have to hop over that 20 spot if you want to get Walter Clayton.
And that's why, and full disclosure, once again, that's why I said I didn't love the bet at the price that I got, but all the tea leaves had said Miami was going to be the floor. So I took a little shot on him at I think it was plus 180, Matt. And ultimately, what I should have done, obviously, is a top 20 bet on him. But I did not do that. That was a poor decision by me. But here are the specifics of that deal. So a swap of first round picks, 18 and 21. Washington now goes to 21. And they also get pick 43 and second rounders in 2031 and 2032. So Washington adds three more picks to move back three spots. And Utah tonight has drafted Ace Bailey. And now Walter Clayton Jr., pretty interesting draft so far for the Utah Jazz, a team that was hoping that they would get Cooper Flagg, Matt, and instead they walk away with Ace Bailey and Walter Clayton Jr. And what's interesting here, too, Matt, is kind of the irony of this whole thing. Not that Washington wanted Walter Clayton Jr., but there was a belief that Washington did want Ace Bailey with the sixth pick, and it was Utah who took him, and then they make a trade with Utah there to allow Walter Clayton to go to the Utah Jazz. So Walter Clayton, God, figure it out, NBA. Get the wizard hat off his head and let him wear a Utah Jazz. The NFL is easy. It's I don't understand why the league can't figure this out, but regardless. Now on the clock, the Brooklyn Nets. This is the second of five first-round picks here, Matt Eubanks.
Well, I think the Nets have to make – I'm surprised they're going to hold on. They're going to hold on to all five of these draft picks?
As of now, but we'll see.
You got to think there's got to be some deals coming up for Brooklyn, right?
And already they selected Igor Demin, a very surprising selection there with the eighth overall pick. So, Matt, here are some of the names still out there as we are at pick number 19. We've got Jakachonis out of Illinois, the guard, who was certainly up and down at times.
I like him. I don't love him as a top 20 pick. You know who my favorite player on the board right now is.
Liam McNeely.
It is.
Liam McNeely. Yeah. Still available out of UConn. You have how many picks to work with here? Three?
Three.
Three picks to work with. I could see Miami being a spot for him.
Sweat over here.
I'm all done. Bad night for me. One and four. Jace Richardson. the third pick still available, or still available, Asa Newell out of Georgia. And as
another player from France,
Brooklyn's going to go with Nolan Traore out of France. So, Matt, you're down to two picks here. I'll say this, thinking about Oklahoma City at pick 24, once again, Sam Presti, don't know if he needs our advice. I would love to see someone like Neek Clifford go to go to Oklahoma City. The veteran guard out of Colorado State, he might become their oldest player on their roster if he went there, but that would be, I think, a pretty cool pick. What if they, I mean, they already took a big, they took Thomas Sorber, but Danny Wolf's still hanging out there too. A very unique type of player. What, 7 foot, can pass extremely well, can shoot the three. He's still out there. So Miami at 20, do they look at Liam McNeely here? I think that could be an interesting landing spot. I believe, I think Jonathan Givony did have Liam McNeely landing 20 to Miami Heat.
Notice that, because I was obviously looking through some mock drafts when I was, before I made that bet on McNeely, and some of the players drafted before him here have surprised me a little bit, including this pick by the Nets at number 19. Neek Clifford, you were talking about the Colorado State guard. He shot 37.7% from three last season. He can get his own shot. He's a good rebounder, too, Tim. Good defender, rebounder. I think that's a guy who's probably going to go here pretty soon. But Liam McNeely would be my favorite player on the board. 1 year, college player at UConn. Had some injuries, but he's still very productive. Had 22 points in that game against Florida in the tournament. And we'll see where he goes here. Jay Billis on his best available players board. He's got Jace Richardson from Michigan State at number 2 right now. There is no way he should be number 2 on the best available players list. He's got a long way to go to develop. And the fact that Billis has Richardson number 2, he's got McNeely number 8 and Danny Wolf number 9 is an absolute joke. Because McNeely's going to be a better NBA player than Richardson.
Nolan Traore, the selection for Brooklyn at 19, his over-under was 21.5. So that one just does come in on a hair. If you bet Neek Clifford, this is a pivotal pick for you because he went off at 20.5. So taking a look at the over-unders, Matt, that were out there prior to the start of the NBA draft. Carter Bradley over 10.5. Colin Murray Boyles goes under 12.5. Danny Wolf now officially over. His prop was 19.5, Matt. Derek Queen, he goes over 11.5. Igor Demin under 14.5. Jeremiah Fears, thought to be a top 5 pick. Not the case. He goes number 7. Jawan Behringer, he goes to Minnesota at 17, over 14.5. Jakachonis from Illinois hasn't been drafted yet, over 11.5. Noah Essengai over 9.5. And Thomas Sorber out of Georgetown under 16.5. He was selected by OKC.
You're tuned in to VSiN Primetime, betting the draft, right here on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The 20th pick is in, and the Miami Heat are taking Illinois guard Kasparis Jakachonis. I don't know if I'm butchering that.
Sounds good to me. Actually, not a surprise pick here by the Heat. That was one of the guys I thought they would look at him or maybe look at Liam McNeely, but that's a Miami Heat type of pick.
He was, according to Sam Vecenie, his 7th best prospect. Yeah. So pretty good value selection if you're Pat Riley and the Miami Heat, who were thought all along to be linked to Walter Clayton Jr. Utah knew that. That's why they traded up to 18 to get him. And now the Washington Wizards are on the clock at number 21. A gentleman who does a great job covering the draft for us. It is Zachary Cohen, who joins us right now, courtesy of our Progressive guest line. So we're 20 picks into the books here, Zach, and let's debrief a little bit. Obviously, we all knew Cooper Flagg was going 1, Dylan Harper was going to go 2, and as things got closer, we had a good assumption it would be VJ Edgecombe 3 and Con Knipple 4. As we digest these 20 picks, which one to you kind of jumps out the most as one that you really like?
I really liked Cedric Coward to the Grizzlies. I don't know if that was the answer you were looking for,
but
Memphis has been trying to trade. Yeah, Memphis has been trying to trade for a 3-and-D wing like that for years now. They were trying to get OG Anunoby. They were trying to get Mikal Bridges. You know, they make this Desmond Bane trade. I thought it was a really good deal for them. And now one that I think is very similar to those two guys that I just mentioned kind of falls into their lap. I think Coward's going to be a guy that could contribute for them right away. He's, you know, long defensively, a pretty good rebounder for his size, and just a really good three-point shooter. I think he's going to look really good next to John Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr.
Zach, which picks have had you scratching your head up to this point? We're through number 20.
I mean, it was weird to see the Suns draft Maluach after trading for Mark Williams like 15 seconds before that.
Yeah.
I think you had a really good opportunity there to grab a 23-year-old center in Williams and then maybe take a defensive wing like an Essingay, somebody that I really liked for Phoenix. That one was a little bit perplexing. I did not hate the Demon pick for the Nets. I had Demon eighth on my board and he went eighth overall. I think that he's going to be really good in Brooklyn with Jordy Fernandez. I just love the way that he could create off a live dribble. I think that his jumper is a little bit better than people think it is. And I do think he's a type of guy that's going to look a lot better with NBA spacing. So I actually really like what Brooklyn has done tonight between that pick and Nolan Traore, who they just took at 19. That's a guy that we've been talking about for kind of 2-3 years now as a potential top three pick in this draft. Had a pretty weak season in France this year, but definitely a player with a lot of potential. Could definitely be, you know, a really good starting point guard in this league.
So explain to me what New Orleans is doing here. You know, yesterday or 2 days ago, whatever it was, they acquired Jordan Poole. They trade CJ McCollum, you know, salary dump, expiring contract heading to Washington. They get Jordan Poole, who's on a terrible contract in his own right. With the seventh pick, they take Jeremiah Fears. That's not stunning, right? But then they trade up from 23 to 13 to get the player that they're linked to, which is Derek Queen, because of the connection between the president of basketball ops, Troy Weaver, and Queen. But they give up an unprotected pick next year. They were 21-61, Zach. So you and I were talking off air, and Matt and I agree. We both like Queen, but if you love him enough to give up an unprotected first, just take him at seven.
Yeah, I would have felt much better about their draft if they took Queen at seven, or if they moved back from seven, picked up some assets and drafted Queen, you know, maybe 10 or something. I just don't understand giving up that 2026 pick. I mean, I do think that their roster is a little bit more talented than people might realize. I mean, they have some really good wings. They have Zion there. I just don't like Jordan Poole being in front of Jeremiah Fears. That's not the type of guy you want him to learn from or play with. And Queen, he now has to compete for minutes with Eve Misi, who I thought had a really good rookie season for them. I was very confused kind of by them being linked to both Maluach and Queen. I just thought that Misi looked like, you know, a future starting center last year and doesn't feel like a position that they really needed to upgrade.
Utah Jazz up on the clock here, number 21. This pick is going to go to the Wizards, right, Tim?
Yep.
And we'll find out what the pick is here in a minute.
It's going to be Will Riley from Illinois.
Ooh, wow. Okay. How about, Zach, how about the betting on this draft? Did you do much? Because it's hard to find a lot out there. DraftKings had a lot up. In Vegas, we don't have many options. Did you do much betting on this NBA draft?
I didn't do much. I got killed on Essingay, and pretty much my swing pick will be now Ryan Kalkbrenner, whether or not he goes in the first round.
You and me
if
both.
If he does, I'll lose like 15 bucks.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll lose like 15 bucks if he goes first round. Wouldn't be the end of the world. It was still fun to watch. But yeah, I really thought Essingay was going to go nine. I got fooled by all, you know, the Toronto smoke in this draft. But yeah, the Utah thing was a little bit crazy to me. I definitely like them just kind of saying, you know, F it, we're just going to take Ace Bailey, whether he likes it or not. I think that that was, you know, the right move if you're a team that's in a talent acquisition phase. You know, the Angels are not going to kind of, you know, be pushed around by an agent. They wanted that player. They got him. I think Bailey is going to be a really nice fit there. They have, you know, Lauri Markkanen. They have Walker Kessler. That's a really good front court, a really big front court. So they are a team that I think is going to be really good in a few years. And I did not, you know, hate them going Bailey.
Yeah, so once again, the selection is about to come in. It's going to go to the Washington Wizards. Will Riley was one who opened yesterday 24.5, closed 22.5, and the smoke was accurate because it does come home as he goes with the 21st pick to the Washington Wizards. Zach Cohen joining us here, courtesy of our Progressive guest line. going looking at the top portion of the draft here, you mentioned Mark Williams. He gets traded from Charlotte to the Phoenix Suns. Charlotte also selects Con Knipple with the fourth pick here. This was mocked pretty much everywhere, Zach. So when you look at number four and Con, what do you make of this fit now with a LaMelo Ball and Ingram and now Knipple?
I think it's a really good fit. I mean, Knipple's just a really low maintenance player. Like, he's going to be able to space the floor for them, run some offense when they need him to. Just a guy that's going to really kind of space things out for Brandon Miller and LaMelo Ball. It's the type of pick that you make after last year. We saw them take, T'John Salon, the kind of swinging for the fences there, and a player that definitely is a few years away. So I think getting somebody like Knipple that can contribute from day one is a little bit of a better defender than people think. It makes a lot of sense. I did think that there was a shot they were going to go Trey Johnson there, just because I do think he kind of satisfies a little bit of what Knipple does, a really good knockdown shooter, but I think he has a little bit more upside offensively. So I think you should be really happy that the Wizards ended up with him. Just an explosive scorer that I think has a bad reputation for a reason that I can't really explain.
Zach Cohen with us, vsin.com. Zach, how about the OKC Thunder going with the big man? They got picks 15 and 24. They went with the big man from Georgetown at number 15. You like that pick?
Yeah, I like Sober a lot. I think even if he does end up just being a bench big, there's a lot that he does to help a team. He's a good defender, good rim protector, a really good decision maker with the basketball. And I do think that going with a center or a backup big, whatever he is, if he's a little bit small for a center, I do think it's going to help, because I don't think they're going to re-sign Isaiah Hartenstein in a year or two. I think that we kind of saw Hartenstein looked like a backup center in most of the postseason. I know he had a great year. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve the contract he got after that year he had with the Knicks, but I do see a world where they have to move on from him in order to pay, Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren. So kind of using these picks that they have over the next few years, at least the middle of the first round ones, to kind of replace depth, that's a really smart way for Sam Presti to go about his business.
So as we see Will Riley get selected, and he will be rerouted to the Washington Wizards. As you look at the remaining players that are out there, you mentioned Kalkbrenner, someone that you have a bet on, as does Matt. You've got Liam McNeely still out there. You've got Asa Newell out of Georgia, Nick Clifford, Danny Wolf. Who of these players do you think could be a, I don't want to say instant impact, but maybe a contributor wherever they go if they're selected here later tonight?
I mean, I do think Asa Newell is going to be a contributor right away. I just feel like that playing style, kind of like a rim runner that's pretty good defensively, you could put him in for, 15 minutes a night, and you won't stand out too much on either end of the floor, and that's a good thing for a rookie. But I do like Danny Wolf a lot. I just think he has a lot to offer a team that's looking for some playmaking off the bench. I know that's a weird thing to say about a center, but I do see him as a Kelly Olynyk type that can kind of run some offense, from the elbows and just do a lot of special things with the basketball at his size. And Jace Richardson's another player that I really just think is going to make an impact. I know he's a little undersized, smaller point guards or shooting guards, whatever it is, whatever you want to call him. Those guys kind of stick out in a bad way in the NBA now, but he is such a good defender. I like the way he plays offensively. He's a good shooter, can kind of shoot from everywhere on the court, and generally makes the right reads out there. So I think he's the type of guy that can, kind of help a team as a backup point guard.
All right. On the clock will be the Brooklyn Nets. They acquired this pick earlier this week in one of the trades that were that was out there, the three-team trade. So they will be selecting here with number 22. Zach, always appreciate it, man. Good stuff.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Zachary Cohen. I misspoke. I said Ingram when I meant Brandon Miller, and he corrected me on that down in Charlotte. So here is the, I believe, the third pick of the night for the Brooklyn Nets, as they are back on the clock with the 22nd overall pick.
I got a message from somebody who's watching the draft tonight. It says, how is it possible the Rutgers could have two of the top five guys and not make the NCAA tournament? I said, not only that, didn't even qualify for the Big Ten tournament. And he said, that must be the worst head coach in college basketball. Actually, no. I said, Steve Peichel's a pretty good coach.
I know, yeah. Which is the craziest part of it all. Yeah. All right, the Brooklyn Nets on the clock. We'll recap what has unfolded so far as we got one segment to go here on VSiN.
Thank you. You're tuned in to VSiN Primetime, betting the draft, right here on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Final segment of VSiN Primetime, betting the draft, alongside Matt Eumanns. I'm Tim Murray. Don't worry, a gentleman who knows a thing or two about college basketball, Hoops Peterson. He's got you covered coming up top of the hour, so plenty more draft discussion as well. Drake Powell out of North Carolina, your latest selection, as he is technically selected by the Atlanta Hawks, but we know that he will be rerouted to the Brooklyn Nets. So the 22nd pick of the draft has been made, and it is Drake Powell, a guard out of UNC, as he heads to the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets haven't made any trades yet, Matt. They still have, looks like they might be doing it and drafting five players. They are a young team, and they drafted Igor Demin with the 8th selection, Nolan Traore out of France with the 19th, and now Drake Powell out of UNC with the 22nd pick.
NBA draft is kind of dumb. I've thought this for years. I mean, we're 22 picks into this. I guarantee you go back and look at this draft in a few years, and you'll say half of these guys made no impact on the league or are complete busts. But you're going to have the analyst on TV hyping up every pick as you go along. We're going to play you a clip here in a minute of one of the most absurd hype picks from a media member of all time, Seth Greenberg of ESPN. And we'll get the audio ready for you here in a minute. But, Tim, all these guys, you got a comp for all these players, right? He's similar to so-and-so who's been an NBA star. You got three players from France drafted tonight. A big man from China who's projected a second rounder. A lot of mystery picks off the board here. A lot of these guys are going to make no impact in the league. And
sometimes you never know. It's not
just
like,
don't know.
If we were doing this pick, 10, 12 years ago, and Giannis Antetokounmpo, a 6'9 forward out of Greece, was selected, we'd probably be like, who the hell is that guy?
All right, so I want to say something about that. That was the 2013 draft.
And you were there?
I was there. He was the 15th pick.
Yeah.
I want to know how NBA scouts can watch the Greek freak play, right?
Yeah.
Look what a physical freak he is and how.
He was skinny, man, they drafted him.
Yeah, but you just look at his body and see what he can mature into. How did he slip to the 15th pick in that draft? Yeah. That's one of the worst drafts in a long time. The top 10 of that draft was a disaster, and he slipped to the 15th pick. There are a lot of scouts who just don't know what they're doing.
Anthony Bennett was the first pick, right?
Yes.
By the Cleveland Cavaliers, who had just recently.
Otto Porter was a top 5 pick in that draft. The freak went number 15. A lot of NBA scouts, a lot of these guys are clueless, don't know what they're doing.
All right, let's run through what we've seen so far. Once again, on the clock right now is Atlanta, because they traded back from 13 to 23 with New Orleans, so New Orleans could take Derek Queen out of Maryland. So, of course, everyone knows Cooper Flagg went 1, Matt. Dylan Harper goes 2 to San Antonio. VJ Edgecombe, 3 to the Philadelphia 76ers. And Con Knipple, 4 to the Charlotte Hornets. Let's stop there. Just quick thoughts on the top 4 picks tonight, which were all heavy favorites to go that way. Flagg, Harper, Edgecombe, Knipple.
I don't have any problems with the way the top 5 or 6 played out tonight. I think the first surprise came with Igor Demin, the guard from BYU, at number 8. But I like him as a player, too. So not really any nitpicking for me in the tops. I didn't love VJ Edgecombe to the Sixers at number 3. You know, I like Trey Johnson better.
Yep.
Johnson shot about 40% from 3. I think he's got an NBA-ready game. Splitting hairs between Edgecombe and Trey Johnson, though, and the Sixers like Edgecombe. So be it. I think... you know, the Utah Jazz probably wanted Con Knipple at number 5, right? Feeling like they almost got like the poor man's Cooper Flagg, even though they wanted Flagg and they had the worst record in the league and they end up with the number 5 pick. But the Jazz come away from this draft probably feeling pretty good about it with the two players they have so far.
Yeah, high upside, though, on Ace Bailey. You know, pre-draft process was a bit of a disaster. But they take Ace Bailey with the 5th pick, and they also traded up from 21 to 18 to get Walter Clayton Jr. Mm-hmm. out of Florida. They traded up with the Washington Wizards, who took Trey Johnson at 6. I would say, Matt, fair to say, obviously Cooper Flagg is the obvious, but of the first 6 picks or so, I think you and I very much intrigued by Trey Johnson heading to Washington. We both really like that selection.
I said very few times in my life have I said I like that pick by the Wizards. I do like that pick by the Wizards tonight.
A lot of young pieces there in Washington, and also some old pieces. Chris Middleton, C.J. McCollum, and Marcus Smart still on that roster. Jeremiah Fears falls to number 7. He was believed to maybe go top 5. He goes number 7 to the New Orleans Pelicans. Igor Demin, as mentioned, to the Brooklyn Nets at 8. Colin Murray-Boyles, over-under was 12.5. He goes 9 to Toronto. Check out social media to see his reaction on the selection to go to Toronto.
I guess he doesn't want to live in Canada. Is that right?
I don't know.
He dropped an F-bomb when he got picked by the Raptors, so
Kaman Malawach, selected by the Rockets, but remember that is rerouted to Phoenix because of the Kevin Durant trade, and also Mark Williams traded to the Phoenix Suns. So they could have some size down there in Phoenix. This was an interesting move, Matt. I think you and I are both intrigued by this. The Memphis Grizzlies moved up from 16 to 11 and got Cedric Coward, the power forward, out of Washington State, previously at Eastern Washington, and prior to that, D3 Williamette. So a move there for the Grizzlies to go get Cedric Coward. Noah Essengai to the Bulls out of France. Mentioned this trade already. Derek Queen goes to New Orleans with a 13th pick. Carter Bryant out of Arizona. Matt goes to San Antonio. So San Antonio walks away with both Dylan Harper and Carter Bryant. Thomas Sorber, the big fella out of Georgetown, he goes to the champs, Matt, in Oklahoma City.
Obviously a method to the madness with what's going on in OKC. As Zach Cohen pointed out there, and I think it's an astute observation, Isaiah Hartenstein probably not going to be the in OKC for long after this Thomas Sorber pick, and that's why the Thunder went with a big man instead of a shooter. Thunder's coming up here with another pick. We're at number 23 on the clock. It's the Pelicans. I think this pick's going to Atlanta, right? And then the number 24 pick, OKC, will have a second first-round pick tonight.
Yep. So the 23rd pick, once again, will be rerouted from New Orleans to Atlanta because of the trade earlier tonight as New Orleans moved up and gave up an unprotected first to get Derek Queen. As Adam Silver at the podium now, we'll get you the pick here in just a moment. Maybe the biggest surprise of the first round was the center out of China, Yang Hansen, not exactly sure which way it goes, but he goes number 16. Asa Newell out of Georgia, Matt, he drops a little bit, and he is the selection for the Atlanta Hawks at 23. Pretty good player. I enjoyed his game at Georgia. All right.
Tell us about this trifecta, Tim.
Yes. All our best bets, by the way, which unfortunately for me didn't fruit all that much money. Maybe I need this trifecta to recoup some of my cash. It's a $500 trifecta from GBank, First Bet, and Visa. And all you need to do, folks, is open up a GBank Visa Signature credit card in the first 90 days, deposit, and play through $1,000 at First Bet to trigger the $500 trifecta. You'll receive $200 in cashback rewards on your GBank Visa Signature credit card. First Bet will give you a $100 deposit match. VSiN completes the trifecta with a free VSiN Pro subscription through October 31st. That's a $500 trifecta from GBank, First Bet, and VSiN. Head on over to VSiN.com/GBank. This one-time promotion is limited to customers opening a new account in response to this offer and will not apply to requests to convert existing accounts. All right, Matt, the champs are back on the clock as Asa Newell goes to the Atlanta Hawks via the New Orleans Pelicans. And we're still waiting for Ryan Kalkbrenner to be selected here in the first round.
Still waiting for Liam McNeely, Ryan Kalkbrenner, a couple guys I thought would be first round picks. Johnny, do we have the sound on Seth Greenberg yet?
While we wait for that, I had mentioned, Matt, Neek Clifford would be fun to see if he could go to Oklahoma City, veteran guard. We'll see what the Oklahoma City Thunder decide to do with the 24th pick here as once again.
The champs are on the clock. Tim, just to paraphrase, apparently the audio is breaking up. We can't use it. Seth Greenberg on ESPN, when Mo Bamba was drafted 6th overall in 2018, what did Seth Greenberg say? Who did he compare Mo Bamba to?
It was a combination of Anthony Davis and who was the other one that he was?
I can't remember. AD and play it again real quick. Anthony Davis and another star player. Mo Bamba averaged 6.8 points in his career, has started more than 20 games one time.
Chris Vernon, by the way, if you want to see it, Chris Vernon, media personality down in Memphis, is the one who tweeted that out, if you want to go check it out. All right, that's going to do it for our special VSiN Primetime Betting the Draft. 23 picks in the books. The champs are on the clock. Who will they select? Hoops Peterson will tell you that as he comes up with it at the top of the hour with Cashing Out. Then start your morning with Super Dave Ross and Jensen Lewis with VSiN by the books. The champs on the clock. We're off the clock. For Matt Humans, I'm Tim Murray. Thanks to producer Johnny for putting everything together. This has been a special edition of VSiN Primetime Betting the Draft. Biggest shocker of the night, Matt Humans, Cooper Flagg, drafted by the Dallas Mavericks. Who saw it coming?